have the ability to make an impact wherever you are with whoever you are. I want you to hear that again. You have the ability to make an impact on where you are, with who you are, to whoever you are.
You are listening to the Built for More podcast. My name is Lane Taylor, and I'm obsessed with hearing people's stories and the value those stories can bring into our own lives. I have a passion for business, marketing, and shining a light on all the good that is happening in the world. I'm a husband and a father that left a decade-long corporate career to pursue my own dreams and passions in the world of entrepreneurship because I believe that we are all built for more in this life. Join me on this journey as I bring you guests and stories that will inspire and motivate you to live a life in full abundance. I'm on a mission to learn from the best and share why I know we are all built for more. Now grab a seat, hit the play button, and let's get to work.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Built for More podcast. This is your host, Lane Taylor. Happy 2024. I tell you what, 2023, it was an amazing year. And if it was for you, then I'm so glad that it was. And if it wasn't a year that was full of abundance and moving forward and growth, then you most likely learned a lot during that season. And I'm believing that for you. And I pray that 2024 is all that you've been praying for, all that you have been sowing into, and that this year is going to be the year of harvest. This year is going to be the one where you wake up and you feel aligned in what you are doing and what you're called to do. I'm believing that for you. And in this episode, I want to make it another brief one because right now there's a lot of things that are happening in your world. Most likely, you're going back to work, you're going back to school. And before I start unloading some amazing interviews and amazing topics, I just want these to be quick episodes. And I want you to get to thinking, and I want you to think about what is going to be in 2024. And so with that, before I hop into it, again, we've got so many things that are going on right now in the Built for More community, whether it's podcasting, whether it's lead generation. Just make sure you're following us on social media. If you're not hooked up to our emails, make sure you can send me an email or you can shoot me a DM and say, hey, sign me up for your newsletter. Sign me up for what's going on, because we're constantly giving out information and stuff. And right now we're really, really heavily focused on helping people in the business to business world with LinkedIn marketing. So if that's something that is ever of interest to you, I know I've talked to several people in our community. Let me know around content creation and podcasting and all of that. And so again, I don't want this episode to be about that. But if you've got that going on, shoot me a message on Instagram and we will get connected. So the conversation and what I want to share with you all today kind of made me think. It got me thinking because I was around people over the holiday season and we were talking about identity, and we were talking about the word people use when they talk about what it is they're pursuing or what it is they're going after or what it is they're currently the season that they're in. And we all were talking about the word just. Okay? Yes, just. J-U-S-T. That's what I want to talk about today. We were talking about, you are built for more. Listen. And this is going to be, I want this to get down and I want this to seep down into your soul. You are meant and built for more. You are not just a blank. You are not just a teacher. You are not just a salesman. You are not just a blank. The word just, in my opinion, takes it down to a level of you feel inadequate. If you were saying, I am just a podcaster, I am just a podcaster. I am someone that researches and understands topics, and I share messages with my audience, and I share messages with my community. I'm a podcaster, and I can help people change their life if they are open to receiving it. And for you, whatever that is, I encourage you in 2024 that when you go and you talk about things and you identify and just say the word just, I encourage you to remove that vocabulary from your words and own what it is that you are able to take control of and change the mindset of people. Let's say you're a teacher and you say, I'm just a teacher. You are changing the lives of the younger generation. You aren't just a teacher. You aren't just a coach. You aren't just a trainer. You aren't just someone. You have the ability to make an impact wherever you are with whoever you are. I want you to hear that again. You have the ability to make an impact on where you are, with who you are, to whoever you are. And saying the word, you are just something, automatically says, well, that person, you know, they may not have the ability to do that. And so I encourage you that get those vocabulary changes. There's power in the words that you speak, 100%. And when you categorize yourself as that, you truly can change the molecular, the makeup of the way you think. So I encourage you, I absolutely, wholeheartedly encourage you. And the ways to do that is own who you are, own the season that of you are in. If you are in a season of learning, if you are in a season of sowing, knowing that the harvest is coming, then own that and just don't think that you are just something. Those are some of the conversations that we had around our tables over the holiday season. And I will leave you with this. If you're listening to this and still in January, you may listen to this in February. Actually, you know what? I don't really care when you're listening to this. Figure out what it is in 2024 that you want a theme to be in your year. For me, the word for my year this year is flow. And flow is what I'm praying, and I'm praying that I get into more and more so I'm able to serve more and more. So whatever your word is, whatever your theme is, hold on to that and just don't be your identity.
Hey.
Own it and move forward in it. And I promise you, the way you think and the way you feel will be completely different. I'm excited for this year. I'm excited for the Built for More community. Maybe this time will change. I really pray that this gets in the hands of the right people that need this community, because I believe in this community. So please, if you could do me a favor, give me a 5-star rating and a 5-star review on Apple. And when you scroll all the way bottom to the bottom, it really will help. I promise you, it helps. Or share this episode. Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of the Build for More podcast. We'll see you next time.